This is the Intimacy Podcast for the Million Dollar Man, and I'm your host, Rhonda Farr. The male patron at the dry cleaner I was working at in college told me, "You have to be careful. Choosing a marriage partner is different for a woman than it is for a man. When a man marries, it has little impact on who he gets to become. Men have to create themselves. But when a woman gets married, she's defined by her husband and his career path." I swear to you guys, I can't make this stuff up. Everything I tell you on this podcast is true. And as a 19-year-old, naive little college girl, I was actually so grateful that this older, C-suite-looking, you know, well-off man would take the time to have a heart-to-heart with me and give me this advice. I was so steeped in what my prescribed role would be in my future family and what my role would be in society as a whole, it didn't even occur to me that this type of thinking that this kind, well-intended gentleman shared with me was actually setting me up and setting my future husband up for a ton of frustration and resentment. Of course, it didn't occur to me at the time. I had no idea what I was in for, as most of us don't. Can you guys imagine what that would be like for you if somebody told you that your aspirations would be absorbed by the woman you would marry? That she would get to define who you are based off of her ambitions and dreams? Most of you would hate that. Now, to be fair, this idea was planted in my mind long before the overt statement at the dry cleaner that day. I'd always believed and been taught that my husband would take care of me. He would provide. Money wasn't my job to think about. I would take care of home. I would nurture the kids. I would be there. That was my number one priority. And you know what? If I'm being honest, that actually felt kind of freeing to me in theory, because we tend to romanticize the idea of being taken care of. I think we, as women, romanticize the idea that somebody loves us enough to not want us to go out and do other things. Like, it feels like a gift that they're giving us. The romanticity of having to be taken care of did not last long, especially when I didn't always agree with how my husband was proceeding with the way we would both be seen and defined by others. Now, I'm not saying that it's actually true that we're going to both be defined by him, but it's just the way we had both been socialized. The marriage relationship began to highlight the flaws in this belief system that my husband would now define both of us. And I want to say it again. It not only hurt me, but it hurt him too. It felt terrible to both of us. I felt like I had no say in the things that really mattered to me, and he felt pressured and likely annoyed by my resistance. Here's the thing. I wasn't trying to be contrary or resistant to what he was doing. But unbeknownst to me, I was just grappling to find a sense of autonomy and how the rest of my life was going to play out. I felt stuck and stifled, and honestly, I really didn't understand why. And I think that happens to many of us. I've talked with clients and their wives several times who say, yeah, it worked for a little while. We just thought it was the way it was supposed to be. After all, I bought into it too. Both of us are buying into this. And even though I had been trained to believe that my role, that was my role, without question, it still felt terrible, right? Even if we buy into it, most of us feel like something's off here. We're both just struggling. My husband and I thought maybe marriage was just too hard. Maybe we weren't cut out for it. Or we thought maybe we had married the wrong person. We were oblivious that our cultural conditioning had set us up for a power struggle. It was a power struggle indeed. Now, I want to offer here, some of you guys, your personality types and the personality types that you have married, it might exacerbate this power struggle even more, okay? I know we kind of talk about this in a very general and basic sense, but based on what your wife was taught and how she was taught it and her personality type and your personality type, this might make this issue seem even bigger, kind of like gasoline on the fire for you. I want to ask you, no matter how this is showing up in your relationship or how you felt it or when you felt it, what do you see now? Like looking back, where do you see that this has come up and maybe you didn't realize it? Maybe in the beginning you both fell in line with this dynamic that you would create the future for the couple. You would create the identity for both of you. And as you look back, maybe you'll see too that it worked functionally for a while until it didn't. Do you remember when you first started to notice, like, man, she's angry. Why is she always annoyed at me for? Why is she so distant? Why does she always seem like she has her walls up? Do you remember when you started to notice that? Or maybe you noticed that you weren't feeling the love and affection that you had expected that your marriage would bring. Recently, I was discussing this dynamic with one of my private clients who has been so brave and just incredible to dive deep into the core of his part in the marriage. And I'm telling you, I am so grateful for all of you guys who are willing to do this. Like, you're my heroes. I love, love, love working with anybody who wants to dive deeper into this. And by the way, just because you dive deep into this and you're willing to see your part, it doesn't mean that she doesn't have her part. Sometimes when we're in one-on-one coaching, I think it can kind of feel that way. You're like, man, why do I have to be the one who changes all this? But as we know, when one person shifts in a marriage or dynamic, the other person will have to subtly shift as well. But anyway, this client, this brave client, he said to me, dang, I can see how she would feel that way as we were talking about her lack of choice, her lack of agency, how it felt stifling to her. He's like, I can see how she would feel that way. And I can also understand it a little better because that's actually how I feel around our physical relationship. He described it like this. He said, I don't have any say in our intimacy. Like, she's the one who gets to define how our sex life goes. She has all the power. I feel like I just get whatever crumbs she agrees to give me. This, my friends, is often the man's version of feeling absorbed into his wife's way of seeing the relationship. Do you see that? Even though he doesn't agree with how she's approaching intimacy, physical intimacy, and it's actually a super important part of his life, very fundamental to who he is, he feels stuck. And he feels at the mercy of her. Can you see it? Do you see the pain on both sides of this? Do you see why the power struggle can get so deep here? She's feeling unheard, unseen, misunderstood, probably like she's not respected as an equal in some ways. She's learned that voicing who she is or voicing her opinions will probably just cause you to be more disappointed in her, and perhaps she doesn't even want to have to deal with the repercussions of trying to explain it to you anymore. Maybe she's learned that that doesn't end well for her. And you probably feel like you're working your tail off, and why can't she just see and appreciate that? Why can't she just see the burden that you've taken on for the whole entire family? It's something that she's never going to have to worry about. She's never going to have to feel the weight of it. Why can't she just be more grateful for that? Why can't she just return some affection for here? Hands up, wherever you are, if this sounds familiar to you. Like you, she probably feels like she carries the burden of your physical intimacy. So you're saying, I carry this heavy weight and this heavy burden. She's never going to know how it feels to have to go to work every day. And she's saying, I carry this weight. I carry this burden of all of your physical intimacy. And I feel unappreciated for all the efforts I've tried to make. You don't even see what that's like beneath the surface here. She may feel that she has no room to choose things for herself. Like, part of this might be that she just wants some of her life to feel like she gets to belong to herself. She might be saying, yeah, this is a place where I have a little bit of a control. And even subconsciously, I don't think most women do this on a conscious, overt level, but they might dig their heels in on this physical intimacy because she's looking for a place that she can belong to herself. And subconsciously, she finds it. She doesn't want to only be yours and only be a product of the marriage that you get to define for her. Remember, this is a basic human desire that we all have. We have a desperate yearning to feel like we belong to ourselves, to feel like we have some autonomy, And this gets a little tricky because it's also a basic function to crave belonging with other humans, with our partner. Can you see how you're both really just walking that tightrope of trying to belong to the person you chose, the person that you love, the person that you married, while also not getting swallowed up in the other person so much that you lose the ability to belong to yourself? I mean, you'd hate it, guys, if she came into your business. You might like it if she was your bookkeeper so you could get a tax write-off. Most of you want her to do that, by the way, to be interested in that way. But you'd hate it if she came into your business and said, hey, I want to have some choice here. Let me decide how we're going to run this, right? No, you want those pieces of yourself to be yours because you feel like you're really good at it. And it's probably something that you're kind of passionate about in certain ways. The lack of autonomy might show up for her in feeling like she has to ask you for permission to get things, right? A lot of my clients will say things come up around money, and they are like, when she asks me for these big things or just thinks I'm going to write the check for it, I don't feel appreciated. But she's like, dang, I have to ask for permission to get money, or I have to ask for permission to pursue a big dream of mine. It might show up in the clothes that you think she should be wearing or not wearing, or even how you decide how you're going to spend your money on vacations or how holidays should be spent without really considering what she would desire. I want to be really clear here. I'm not saying that you are the villain. I'm not saying that either of you is right or wrong. In the fact that you've found yourself in this dynamic, it just means that you've probably both been doing it unaware. You've probably both been socialized and culturalized to perpetuate this without knowing it. You've both likely been complicit, whether you're aware of it or not, in creating this dynamic. Now, occasionally, it's the husband who gets swallowed up. So this is a true story, you guys. I once chatted with a physician who was living in his own basement because that's where his wife told him he had to stay, while she received and managed all the money and made all the decisions for the kids and the family affairs. Now, this is an extreme case, but I want to acknowledge that it does happen on the other side. I'm not poo-pooing on the men. I love the men. That's not what this is about. My goal is to help bridge the gap between husbands and wives. Instead of blaming anyone for the way this shows up in our marriages, I really just want to highlight what's happening so you can see it more clearly. My husband and I didn't see it. We just knew we were struggling. We just felt like marriage was so friggin' hard, we weren't sure we wanted to keep doing it. I ask you to take some time this week to get honest about where you and your partner might be in a power struggle for autonomy. Perhaps discuss where you both learned your part in this marriage dynamic, long before you ever even married each other. From your parents, from your religious leaders, from society as a whole, and TV, or wherever it may have come from. If you can frame this in a way that you're both just like trying to figure out your autonomy, you're trying to figure out what you were socialized and conditioned to repeat, and now maybe you want to do that more intentionally, as you keep a solid sense of self and also try to offer yourself to the other, if you can frame it in this way instead of like, you suck and you always and you do this to me, you might be able to avoid some of the blame game here, okay? Now, I'm reading your minds, guys. I know some of you are saying, wow, okay, I see this, and I see where this is showing up in my marriage. Now, Rhonda, tell me how to fix it. Almost without fail, when my private clients have a deeper moment of clarity, they'll immediately say, oh my gosh, I see it. Now, how do we fix that? If you want to talk more about how to stop perpetuating this dynamic in your own marriage, you'll find a link to my calendar in the show notes. See you later.